Start this. Good morning. Good morning to you. I want to welcome all of you that are watching to the live broadcast. Thank you so much for being with me here on the show. And we're coming to you live from my house. Inspiration, encouragement. I read a couple of scriptures to you, Psalms and a Proverbs of the day, get you started, give you some updates of what's going on in the world and what's happening here in our area of the planet. If you see me looking down, I'm talking to our TikTok crew. TikTok has its own little platform. Got my little phone right here, and you can see our TikTok with all our audience. I'm going to share you guys with each other. And all 26,000 TikTokers that follow, thank you so much for following us here on my live feed. We do this every morning, Monday through Friday. I come on live the best that I can. Every once in a while, something goes awry. But whenever it works out well, I'm on live with you. We get a chance to say hey, see what's going on in your life. I pray with you. I ask the Lord to be with you, and I encourage you with the word. Annette, good morning. Good morning. Chilly, chilly morning out there. I know it is. I'm a little sad, though. After seeing the Dallas Cowboys score last night, I didn't get a chance to watch the game because we were doing rehearsals for the Christmas. We had our Christmas party with our leadership, Center Church leadership. We had get together, a little bit of work I needed to do at the church. That was a lot. Yesterday was a big day for me. I should take today off. And so I didn't like that I capped it off with a loss on the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, well, you win some, you lose some, right? Just hopefully they're not falling off the planet. Amen. Well, good morning. I want to thank you guys for being with me on the broadcast. If you get a chance, if you're watching, hit share. Remember, put a comment down below if you can on whatever platform that you may be watching. Let us know where you're watching from. It's always encouraging to be able to see. If you're new to the broadcast, let us know it's the first time, your first time viewer, and we'll get a chance to connect and talk a little bit. If you have any prayer requests, I encourage you to put it down below, and I'll go ahead and lift them up in prayer. We'll go before the Lord and ask the Lord to be with us and to help you out with the challenge that you may most certainly have. And so I have this scripture in Proverbs chapter 18. For those of you that are new with TikTok, I go to Proverbs of the day. And today is December 18th. So the 18th of September. So I go to Proverbs chapter 18. And verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Very powerful scripture. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it eat its fruit. You live off of what you say. That's what the scripture is telling us there. You live off of what you say. The things that you say, if you talk to a person and you say, a young man or a baby or what have you, you talk negative to that child is going to grow up with that negative persona. And, it stands to be true. Whatsoever a man says, that's how he actually is. You become the things that you say. And so I just want you to know, be cautious with the things that you talk about. Matter of fact, today, start talking good things. Start talking riches and honor and wisdom and strength and glory and power and blessings upon your life. Start talking positive over yourself. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm wise. I'm well-witted. I'm quick to understand. I'm prosperous. That money comes to me and health is in me and wisdom is my life. And just begin to talk positive words of affirmation and confirmation over your life. And you watch how you'll be able to live accordingly, and you'll be able to do so well, so well. Good morning, Mary Smith. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning, Alejandra. God bless you. Good to see you here. Thank you so much for being with us on the broadcast. Good morning, every single one of you. Remember to hit share when you get a chance and become an online evangelist. That's what I call it. All right. Now, my next verse here is in Psalms. Now, Psalms, I don't go by the verse, by the day or anything specific. I just be led by the Lord and see what he leads me to. And he's led me to Psalms chapter 94, verse 8 through 11. It says, pay heed, you senseless among the people, and when will you understand? Oh, stupid ones. Oh, my God. Did it really say that? Sure did. He who planted the ear does not hear. Oh, and he who formed the eye does not see. He who chastens the nations, will he not rebuke even if he who teaches man knowledge. The Lord knows the thoughts of a man, that they are a mere breath. Oh my gosh, I think this was a big rebuke to us. He's telling us that we need to pay a lot of attention. We need to pay attention. If planted a ear, if you close your ears, you're not hearing. Those of you that close your ear, you big mouth people, shut your mouth. So if we put both these scriptures together, this is no coincidence being led by the Spirit. I didn't have the Psalms prepared. Had the Proverbs prepared, but not the Psalms prepared. And they actually work hand in hand. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's what Proverbs 18:21 told us. Now in Psalms is telling us, listen, if you close up your ears, if you shut up your mouth, if you close your eyes, you're going to find yourself in disarray and delusions. And God wants you to be set free and changed. He wants you to be free. I believe the Lord is telling us this morning, we need to speak positive over ourselves. We need to start talking well about our businesses and our ministries and the things that we're doing. Start talking positive. You know, the Bible says you can call those things that be not as though they were. You can start saying that you're wise and you're healed and you're blessed and you're sanctified and you're delivered. And you start saying those things and you watch, you'll end up receiving them. God is so gracious. He gives us these words that are so powerful, and I believe they're transformative. And so I want to encourage you, talk well over yourself. Talk well over yourself. There's a man by the name of Leroy Thompson, Reverend Leroy Thompson, out of Gonzales, Louisiana. Little tiny nothing town, literally has a small post office and back in the day only had one box. Now a bunch of people moved in to the neighborhood, but he's got this great church over there in the middle of nowhere. He's got this great church. This man wrote a book called Money Cometh, which that is an odd title for a book. I will admit it. But he tells a story about how he went on a grocery line and he went to go just buy something, a soda, chips or something like that. And the guy in front of him just had a little bit of money. And then he got up there and he was struggling with some money. He's looking for it. And the cashier, the register lady says, money sure does go, doesn't it? Money sure does go. And he says, yeah, money sure does go. And at that moment, he claims that he received a revelation that you have to start speaking forth that not money's going, but money cometh. And so he gets out into to his car and he got mad at himself and he said, money cometh to me. And then his business started to grow and things began to grow. And I read his book. His book was fantastic. It was a very encouraging book. But I started putting it to practice. Money cometh, money cometh, money cometh. And I started saying that. The more I said it, money started coming. Money came. And then I started applying it. Health cometh, wisdom cometh, and all these scriptures, because a false reason right here in the scripture, it says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And he says, whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. Scripture says, call those things that be not as though they were. These are things that we're being told that we need to do. We need to recognize these things in our life. And we need to speak forth positive confessions of affirmation upon our lives. That way we may be able to receive what we're believing God for. So what do you believe in God for? I want you to put it down on the bottom and let's go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Let's see here. Good morning, Pastor Clark and Lisa, Center Church family. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Rosalina in thick, bold letters. Love that. Thank you so much. This is the day that we will rejoice and we will be glad in today. Hope you guys are ready for the day. I'm going to pray for you real quick and get your day started. And I got a lot to do over at the church. And so I hope you guys are going to be praying for me and asking the Lord to be with me as I go and do what I need to do there at the church this morning, getting ready for the Christmas play. Let's go before the Lord. Let me pray for you. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray for my friends right now. I ask you to be with them. I cover them with your precious blood. And Lord, I know that they're protected with your angels that surround them. And everywhere that they go, whatever they touch, they prosper. Whatever they put their feet on, they shall own. Now, Father, we stand right now with their full armor on. And we gird about our loins with the truth of your word. And we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, shield of faith, sword of the spirit, which is your word. And we cut the devil down to size with the sword of the spirit. And Father, we thank you that we pray always with all manner of prayer and supplications for the saints in the field. I pray for everybody that's watching on all my social media platforms. I ask you to be with them. And I pray for the peace of Israel. I pray that Jerusalem be peaceful and that this war come to an end. Father, I speak it forth right now and I declare that they shall be delivered, set free, and changed. And Lord, I ask you right now in the precious name of Jesus that all those things that we're believing you for, that it shall come to pass. And we're believing you for healing and health. We're believing you for prosperity and deliverance. We're believing for joy in our home. We're asking to be debt-free. Father, set us free from all debts, that we owe no man anything but to love him in Jesus' precious name. And Father, we just declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Martha, good morning. God bless you and God bless to everybody. That's right, Martha. God bless you. Thank you. Y'all hit share if you can on all these social media platforms. Make sure that you follow me. Every morning, we'll spend some time in the Word at 6:30 in the morning from Central Standard Time, from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. We spend 30 minutes together, and we get a chance to talk. Hey, real quick, on the bottom of my name, I have TViewer, T-V-U-E-R, and I'm going to put on the comments bar, download TViewer app from any app store today. And so I'm putting that on the comments, going to go on all my social media in the comments bar. And I want to say God bless you to Annette. Amen. Thank you for praying with us. And Ruby, thank you so much for praying with us. Alejandra, God bless you. Good to see you. Good to see you. God bless you, Alejandra. You're such a blessing. Eric, my brother, I pray you receive that in Jesus' wonderful name. In Jesus' name. And there's my crazy face. My son found my crazy face on my profile picture. Those of you that are watching online, you know, you see I have on my profile picture here on TikTok. It's the same old crazy face. It's a lot of fun. Let's see here. Rosalinda, I declare and confess Psalms 91 over Israel. That's right. And all of our brothers and sisters around the world, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall be set free, changed, delivered, healed, and prospered in everything that we do in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, so a couple updates this Sunday. I'm going to be saying this every single day. This Sunday is Christmas Eve. And we have a wonderful play for you. We're going to broadcast it. So those of you that are online, we're going to be broadcasting it. You'll be able to see it. You'll see it on King Jesus TV. It's also the television station that we have here in the Rio Grande Valley, channel 35.5. And so you're going to see many, 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 many lives changed and transformed. Come on over. We got plenty of chairs, over 1,000 of them, just waiting for you to be able to enjoy that. Amen. Mary, God bless you. Good morning. Yes, we're here for you, Mary. God bless you. Want you to know we love you. God bless you. No TViewer on Play Store. Nope, it's not on Play Store yet. Not on Play Store yet. It's coming. But for right now, you can go to TViewer.lightcast. Let me put this on here. For those of you that are on Play Store, TViewer.lightcast.com. It's coming. Android, let me explain what happened with TViewer on Android. On Android, they're asking for added documentations of my company. And these are audited documentations that Android wants. Since this application is a large media application, they want to make sure all the legalities are right in regards to copyrights and so forth. And so we have all that, but no other platform has asked any of those items from us. So we didn't have them prepared. So I'm getting them all prepared. I submit them to the App Store. Because we're a media app and because we have a $9.95 monthly charge on our application, this is why they have that set up. And so I encourage you to download the TViewer app if you have any other device but Android. Android is coming soon. But for now, if you go to TViewer.lightcast.com, you will see the application. You go on the website, you can go on your phone, and you can watch the broadcast. I promise you, it's going to work perfect, and you will love it. All right? Okay, let's see what time we got. Yeah, got a couple more minutes. Real quick update. We're going to start at the top of the year what's called our Wealth Initiative. Wealth Initiative. And I want to invite all of you to go on Facebook, and you're going to look up on the search bar Wealth Initiative. As far as the best I can see, I'm the only one that's out there. There's one that's called The Wealth Initiative. That's not us. There's Wealth Initiation. That's not Wealth Initiative. But if you look up Wealth Initiative on my search and everywhere else that I've searched on Facebook, it's a closed group, and it's called Wealth Initiative. And if you can click on there, there's a small application to fill out. It's free access to everybody on Facebook. This is on Facebook, because in 2024, every single day, I'm going to be posting business ideas, how to make money, how to generate income, how to be able to turn your life around economically, financially, And we're going to put what's called a wealth initiative to work. I can prove to you, people have asked me everywhere I've ever gone. People have asked me, how can I make money? Alejandra, I know. Candy, God bless you. I will say hi to Pastor Lisa, my wife. Yes, she loves you guys. Every time you come on, I tell everybody, I tell them that you came on. Thank you, Rosalinda. Hallelujah. Thank you for praising the name of the Lord. So what we're going to do on the Wealth Initiative on Facebook, only on Facebook, the Wealth Initiative is only available on Facebook. I'm going to have it on YouTube, the videos, but there's so much more that we're going to be able to do. I'm going to show you how you can make money without money. If you're poor and you have no money at all, you got no cash, this is not a website that's going to tell you, make an investment in us and I'm not going to sell you anything. I mean, I may talk about our TVer platform, and there might be a cost on that, but I'm not going to be talking about on there. Everything on there is going to be free. Let me put it like that. Why don't I just say it that way, right? So once again, it's on Facebook. You go in the search bar, you type up Wealth Initiative. When you find it, there's an application, and I put the application on there because it's a closed group, because I don't want anybody going on there and saying, trying to get everybody that's on there, trying to get them to give them money and make investments in them and all that stuff that scammers do. We're not doing that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to teach you how to make money. If you don't have a job and you don't have any money, I'm going to show you how to make money right away. You can make money within the next 3 to 5 days. And I'm going to give you an advice right now. I'm going to give it to you right now. So make sure that you're perked up. Hit share right now. Tell others that this crazy Puerto Rican is about to tell us how to make money out of absolutely no money. I'm going to show you how to do it. It's a little bit of work. I'm going to show you how you can make money without any money. You got no money. I'm going to tell you how to do it. All right, you ready? Okay. Two names. Number one, Facebook Marketplace. Number two, Craigslist. That's all you need to know. You're making money out of no money. You have no money at all. I'm going to show you how to get it. Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, those two platforms. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to search free stuff. Free stuff. That's it. Just free stuff. Now, on both of them, there are people that put this fictitious ads of free stuff and they actually cost. So you have to talk to people. But you're going to sit there in the bathroom on the toilet. You're going to sit there in the living room while you're drinking your coffee, while you're laying down in the middle of the night, you can't sleep, and you're going to be sending out all these messages and send out a lot of them, not just one or two, send out a bunch of them. Turn down more people than you accept. Let me put it that way. Okay. And you're going to ask for what? Tell me about the free stuff and where can I get it? Can I pick it up? Is it truly free? What's your address? I'm on my way. And then make sure that you go pick it up. When you find some nice free stuff, here's what you're going to look for. You're going to look for washing machines, broken or working. Doesn't matter. Pick up washing machines. Furniture that's in relatively good shape. Make sure you get that furniture, especially if it's a wood product. Anything wood will work. Tables, chairs, all that. Just go get it. If it's free, go get it. Take it home. You ready for this? Clean it. Wash it. If it's clothes, wash it. You're going to go only Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. You're going to pick up free stuff, nothing that you're going to buy. Just pick up free stuff and you're going to clean it. And then you're going to take beautiful pictures of it. Take your time. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's not wet. The water on the bottom after you wash it. If it's a car that they gave away for free, even though it doesn't run, doesn't matter. If you can get your hands on it, wash it. Make sure the ground is dry. Don't take pictures with the ground wet. You don't want anybody thinking that you just cleaned it, even though you just cleaned it. Okay. And you're going to take some pictures of it. Nice pictures. A lot of them, not a few, a lot of them. Inside, outside, upside down, right on top, sky shots, whatever you can get. If the seats are broken, show it. If the motor doesn't look good, show it. Just make sure it's clean. Make sure it's clean. And then you're going to put a price on it. And you're going to say, must sell right now. Clean title, if it's a car, boat, or what have you. If it's a furniture, right now, ready. Now, furniture and clothing, you can say, if you pay first, I'll deliver it to you. But a lot of scammers do that, so sometimes that doesn't work. But you tell people, I'm ready to pick it up right now. And put prices on it, any kind of prices you want. Cars, you want to be at least $200 or more. Don't go less than that if they don't work. $200, $300. You can actually pick up a car, and you can call another a tow company that will actually buy it from the lot. especially if you're just picking up a junker. There's a lot of people that just want to clear their backyard of a free car. You can call a tow truck company or call a company that will give you $200 just for scrap. And if you coordinate that, you got $200 getting rid of that junker car. See, this is free money. And that's going to take you probably 3 days. 3 days, minimum 3 days. And you're going to have cash in your pocket. You sell a sofa. If you sell, let's say, a sofa, a table, if you sell a small office desk, small, not big, because I'm assuming you don't have a big pickup truck or a lot of people, you're all on your own. You pick up some clothes, you clean them. In 3 days, you're done. Now you have your inventory and you put it out there on Craigslist and Marketplace. On both of those, they're free. Craigslist and Marketplace. Put it on both of them, advertise it, blast it, and respond back. You're going to get messages. And you're going to sell it for $25, $200, $500, $1,000, whatever it is that you have, you're going to turn around and sell it. And you're going to make money. There's an actual legal term for it. It's called arbitrage. Arbitrage. That means you're buying something very low or you're picking it up with no money and you're selling it. You're making money off of it. That's called arbitrage. And so this is the way you can make money. This is how did you know? He says that. Eric goes, oh my God, how did you know? I'm going to tell you a real quick story. You're going to love this, Eric. So there was another thing. See, I've been teaching people how to make money for years, and you know that. And I did a job, a consultant job for a company called Lyft. Now everybody knows who they are, but back then nobody knew who they were. And it was about marketing and advertising. So I had to learn what's Lyft all about. So I got my Lyft. I downloaded the app, and I got it all set up, and nobody called me, right? So that's when I realized, okay, that's what they need. They need their marketing, advertising, and all that. And so I helped them with some of the marketing advertising we got, and we ended up getting Lyft in Dallas. And meanwhile, I'm driving people around and making money, and I thought it was the most funnest thing in the world. Everybody wanted to talk to me and ask me questions there, all everywhere. But I found out something. As I drove around, I kept finding all these garage sales, and I started finding people put stuff outside on the curb for free. Well, I started putting it in my car, and I take it home and clean it. And then I put it up on the Facebook Marketplace, put it up on Craigslist, and started selling it. And then I just started, let me go on there. What's free? And I went and did that, and I made money, and I started making money doing things for free, picking up free stuff, selling it. I picked it up free, sold it. Hey, look, there's something you're going to find about me. Is those of you who don't know me, Eric, you know me. But something you're going to find about me, I got no pride. I'm not prideful. I got to pay bills. I got to take care of my family. I'm a good supporter of my family, and I do well. And I've learned these things sometimes out of hunger, but sometimes I just find them through opportunity. You know, one day I'll share with you the testimony of how I bought a one-way ticket to London, stay there for 6 days. I ended up staying 18 days. And when I came back, I had five figures of British pounds in a bank account that I had started over there. And then I went back 3 days later and signed six-figure contracts. And so only God will do stuff like that. Good morning, Rosalinda. Thank you so much. Who else? God bless you. Alicia, God bless you. Thank you for being with us here on the broadcast. Thanks for the love, Alicia. God bless you so much. That's right, here in the AM. All right, let's see here. That's Eric. Who else got some comments? You got any comments? That's right. True. That's right. Got no pride. I'll do it right now. And we do. I do it right now. I'm sometimes people say, where do you get your money? If I told everybody how I make money, I used to say to myself, nobody's going to believe me. So in 2022, I put together this wealth initiative. The Lord told me to start it, but I never did anything with it. I just started it. He didn't tell me what to do with it. He just told me, just wait. And so that's what I did. I waited. Now it's beginning to grow, and there's people on there. And that's right. We all walk by faith. Yep. We all walk by faith, not by sight. So listen, if you did that, if you take my advice and you do that and you make some money, I want you to send me a note, and I'm going to share with other people, because there's so much free stuff that's out there, and there's so much free stuff, and there's so many people that want to buy it. I got to tell you a real quick story, because my wife was so precious. We had this little Mazda Miata that I got for my son, and it was a little white one. It's 25, 30-year-old Mazda Miata, a little convertible. And I come home one day, real late at night, like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I lived in a gated community in Dallas, Texas. And when I pulled up, there's a white Mazda Miata. I'm thinking, my son's coming home so late, but what does he have on his car? And when I look, it was a big wicker table or a chair or something on the back of the Mazda Miata, and you could see a hand holding it down. Now, this is a standard Mazda Miata. So somebody's driving this Mazda Miata, holding on to it. I said, is that my son? And when they turned in front of me, I looked, it was my wife. My wife had a wicker table or chair or something on the back of the car. That's right. Martha, it's called Wealth Initiative. That's right. Look it up. And so it was my wife. And when I pulled up, I said, baby, what are you doing? And she goes, quick, get your car. Let's get in your car. There's more stuff out there. I said, what do you mean? And we drove around the corner, just literally blocks away. And they put out these wicker furniture, patio furniture, everything, a sofa, tables, chairs, the whole thing. Look brand new. Look good. But they put it out to be picked up by the garbage the following day. So we just picked it up, and we had it in our house, and we used it for years. And when I moved down to South Texas, I put it up for sale, and I sold it for about $300 to $500, something like that. Sold it in pieces, so I don't quite know exactly how much I made, but about $300 to $500. I know for a fact that's about what I made for it. I got it for free. Only God will do stuff like that. That's right. So I'm gonna be sharing these stories on the Wealth Initiative, and so I know you'll have a good time. Something you do. That's right, Diane. God bless you. That's right. Something you do. We all will do that. Why not? Why not? Hey, don't be so prideful that you can't sell free stuff. Sell free stuff. So anyway, here's what you're going to do. Go to Facebook Marketplace. Go to Facebook, and on the search bar, you're going to look up Wealth Initiative. Let me do it right here just from my platform here. I won't be able to show you, but I can click on Facebook. And then when you go on the search bar on Facebook, when you put Wealth Initiative, and I believe I spelt it right, W-E-A-L-T-H, Initiative, I-N-I-T-I-A-T-I-V-E, Initiative. When you click on it, it comes up on the very top. And the picture that I have on there right now is the profile picture, says how to start a company in 2024. That's the picture that I have on the profile bar. And we have on here right now, how many members do we have on the Wealth Initiative right now? I think we're at 26. Let me see, 24. We have 24 members. I have a bunch of applications, new members this week that I have to talk to them. I got 62 applications that I need to approve today. 62 of them. So I'm going to go through them today, and I'm going to ask them about they wanting to be part of it, and make sure that they fit. Not everybody's going to be a fit for the Wealth Initiative. There's some people that'll go on there. I know I have a large social media following, so there's some people that are from, if you're foreigners, you could be in here, but very selective. I have to personally know who you are if you're from a foreign country. And the reason why I'm doing that is because a lot of foreign countries are people that ask for money. And so anybody who asks for money on this board get kicked out. It's a private board. I'm making it private so that way we will be able to respect our members. I want to make sure I respect the members. In 2024, I'll be doing a lot. Not doing anything now with it other than accepting people. I may put one or two posts, but they're not a lot of instructions on it till January 1st. I have the first one I'll be talking about January 1st. Wisdom is knowledge applied. That's right. If you'd agree, say amen. That's right. That wisdom is knowledge applied. It's the wisdom is that the definition of wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. If you know how to use knowledge, you'll have wisdom. Let's see here. Just step out, because faith without works is, come on, everybody, it's dead. Faith without works is dead. All right, guys, I'm wrapping up my broadcast. I want to thank you guys for being with me on the show. Those of you that are on TikTok, stick around. I'll still talk to you just a little bit right after we end this broadcast. I thank you guys for being with me. I prayed for you, gave you encouragement. We read our Psalms and Proverbs. I gave you updates and some inspiration, get you encouraged. I even added how to make money with no money. And then, of course, gave you a couple of jokes or two. Hopefully, you're going to have a fantastic day. I'm praying that the Lord continue to be with you. And until next time, remember, I'm Pastor Clark. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Go take on the day.